This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's Daf is Mesaches Yevamos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that Yibam works Bein Ba'Oynes, Bein Baratzin, whether Oynes or Ratzin. Whether the man or woman were forced, in fact, Tani Rab Chia Afilu Shneim Shoygegin Shneim Mezidim Shneim Anusim, it would be a kinyan. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the case of Anus? If Goyim forced you, and they said, okay, you have to live with her. So the Gemara asked, but Rava said, Ein Oynes La'erva, why? Because that's not an Oynes. Ein Kishoy Ela Ladas. Kishoy, an erection, is only if a person decides. It can't be forced. Now, Tosfos says, don't say it means they threaten to kill him if he doesn't live on his own. Because even if Yesh Kishoy Shaloy Ladas, it would be Yaharik Val Yavar. The case that Tosfos says, Ein Kishoy Ladas, it's talking about the Goyim picked the guy up, put him on the erva, and he can't slip away unless he gets killed. And Rav is saying he has to be Moser Nefesh if he knows that he will definitely be Yiskasha. Because Ein Kishel Adas doesn't mean that you could help it. This is also interesting. Ein Kishel Adas doesn't mean, oh, you could refrain from having a Kishel. No, maybe not. Maybe if they put you in that matzav, it's going to happen. But it's considered like you did it, in the sense that it's a maisa, and you would have to be moiser nefesh for it. You can't say, "Well, I'm an oynes." Lanaro leisasa dover. You can't use the excuse of oynes. In other words, you can't use the excuse of oynes. Since if it's going to happen inevitably, it's going to be considered a maisa, and you're going to have to give up your life for it. So the Gemara says, Ela b'yashin, it must be the guy sleeping. That's the case of Oynes. What does it mean he's sleeping? He had a kishi, he had an erection in his sleep, and he unknowingly lived with her. Or she came on to him, Va'amar Rav Yehuda, yashin loikana b'yavimtai. No. If someone is sleeping, it's not going to be a kinyan by Yibam. And here we come to a very important machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Why, if someone is sleeping, would it not be a kinyan? So Rashi says, because someone who's sleeping is not a bardas, and the kinyan is not a kinyan. So Tosfos says, since when does Yibam require a bardas? Because a katan, even though he's not a bardas, would be koinef, not for gzeres hakasav. So you see, it only have to be a bardas. So Tosfos says, the reason is, and this is going to come up very often, the reason why if somebody's sleeping, you don't make a kinyan, is because someone who's sleeping had no kavana for bia whatsoever. Like we're going to see a case in the Gemara, if somebody had kavana to insert himself against the wall, or to press against the wall, and instead he pressed against the yavama, it's not going to be a kinyan. Because the man had no kavana for bia. If somebody had kavana to press against an animal and unknowingly pressed against the yavama, that would be a kinyan. Because in that case, he had kavana for bia. To an animal, it was bia. It might not be, it would be a bia which is forbidden, but that's considered an act of bia. But against the wall is not considered an act of bia. And likewise, if somebody is yashin and they have a kishoy while they're yashin, and they end up living with the woman, since they were not mechavin labia b'chlal, it would not be a kinyan. Says Gemara, Ela b'niska, you know what the case is? He got stuck into the yavama. What does that mean? He had a kishoy for his wife. He was aroused with his wife, and then he fell off a roof, and he ended up falling into the yavama, either fully or even partially. So that there, the guy was mechavin for bia, but it's an oinus, so it's a kinyan. Says Gemara, But Va'amar Rabba, Rabba said, Nafal min Agag, if somebody falls off a roof in this guy and he gets stuck into a woman. So the halacha is like this. A man, other mu'ad la'aylam, a man is always chayiv for damages. The only type of damage payment one is not chayiv for, if they don't have kavana, is busha. You don't have to pay for embarrassment unless you intended it. So if a man falls off a building, and he fell, and he had relations with a woman, he has to pay nezek, damages, sheves, loss of work, ripoy, doctor bills, tsar, pain, but he doesn't have to pay boishas. Chayiv ba'arba dvarim. But if yivimta lo'i kana, you're not kana if he lives with the yivama. Because again, in that case, the man had no kavana for bia. He had a kishoy and he fell off a roof. Says the Gemara, you know what the case of oynes is? Kagon chineskavin lishta. He had a mind to live with his wife. So he had a kishoy for his wife. The tatkfasa yivimta, and then the yivama grabbed him uba'alea, and he lived with her. So that's a case of oynes. But he was mechavin for bia, but not for this woman. And that's a case of oynes. Says Gemara, Shneim anusim, Debei Reb Chiya Hechidami. How could you have a case of anus where there are both anus? I mean, how could they both be anus? In this last case, he was an anus, but she forced him. So, says Gemara, Kugon Chinskavin Le'ishtai. He thought it was his wife, so he had a kishoy. And then, in his state of kishoy, she didn't grab him. A goy grabbed him and stuck him onto the wife. V'takfu oivdei kechavim, goyim grabbed him, v'davkum zebezeh, and they stuck him together, u'bala, and he lived with her. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, that's the case of oynes. Okay. The Gemara continues, Minohani mili d'tan rabbanon, how do we know this matter that the rabbis taught? I believe that Bein ba'oynes, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizid, bein b'rasayn, the Tanu Rabbanon, yivama yavay aleha, the yivama comes on to her, mitzvah, that is preferable. The yikar mitzvah is yibam, not chalitza. Davar acher, another pshat, yivama yavay aleha, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizid, bein ba'oynes, bein b'rasayn. Says the Gemara, but how could you learn out from yivama yavay aleha, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizid, bein ba'oynes, bein b'rasayn? We already used it to teach that it's a mitzvah to do yibam. So how could you learn out from yivama yavay aleha bein b'shog bein meizim bein b'nis bein b'rotzayin? Says Gemara, no. L'mitzvah, that halacha there, it's a mitzvah, mei ve'im lo yach b'itzo ish nafka. That we learn out from im lo yach b'itzo ish. That if he doesn't want, he could do chalitza. Ha chafetz, but if he wants yabim, he should do yibam. So we learn out from im lo yachba, it's a yibam is a mitzvah. So what do I do with the pasuk yivama yavala v'chi asa kra bein meshogi bein meze bein minus bein maratzain? So yivama yavayaleha is now available to teach that no matter what, it's a kinyan. Tanya Yidach, Yavama Yavayalaha, we learned elsewhere, the Yavama lives with her, Kedarka, that's Bia Kedarka. That's what is called relation, vaginal. Ulakacha, Shaloi Kedarka, that's anal. So that's Shaloi Kedarka, which comes out very big chiddush, that Shaloi Kedarka is a Kenyan. So we learn out from Yavama Yavayalaha Kedarka, Ulakacha, we learn out Shaloi Kedarka. Now, again, the question will be, how can you learn out from Kedarka, from Yivama Yavayla? We just said we learn out from there, Bein Mishogig, Bein Mimeza, Bein Ma'inus, Bein Barotzen. Let's see. Yivama Yavayla, V'yib, we're going to break up the word into two parts. It could say V'yibim. From there we learn out, Bia, Goymer, Spav, Bein Kesef, Shtar, Goymer, Bia will be Goymer, but not Kesef and Shtar. And the ba, the extra hey, the yib ma, let's see. The extra, in other words, the pasuk says, yivama, yavayla, l'galhalisha, the yib ma. Um, The yibma bal. Okay, excuse me. The ain kez v'shar gomerba. The yibma, the extra hay bal karch. We learn about bal karcha. Davar acher. Another pshat. Or the Bach changes it to Amar Mar. Yivama Yavayala Bemishogeg. I how could I learn out Bemishog Bemaze Bemaz and Rotzain? Vafikta la Kedarka. Don't I need Yivama Yavayala Kedarka? No. Hahu Milahakim La Achiv Shem Nafka. That I learn out that Yibam is that you establish a name for your brother. So if you're establishing a name for your brother, that means the Bia could produce offspring. So that indicates Bia Kedarka b'makam shamekim shem. And you have relations with her ba'oisai makam where it could produce children. V'chiasa kra, and now the pasuk Yivama Yavela is available to learn out b'im b'shogig b'im b'meza b'im b'ainus b'im ratzin. Gufa. We said earlier, Amar Rav Yehuda, Yashen lo ikana b'yavimta. If somebody was sleeping, it's not a kinyan b'ya Yivama. Why? The Amar kra Yivama Yavela ad mechavin l'shem Bia. Until you're mechavin for bia, so you ask. We just learned out bein b'shoygeg bein b'meza bein b'oynus bein rotzen. How can you learn out from yivama yavaleh to mechavin l'shem bia? So the answer is that's learned out from the simple meaning of the pasuk. Yivama yavaleh. That's what you have to be doing. You have to be intending to live with her. So sleeping would not work. Iva Tanya ben Er ben Yashin, but it says whether he's awake or sleeping, it works. Says the Gemara, Ema ben Era ben Yashena. What it means is whether she's up or she's sleeping, but he has to be up. Iva Tanya, but we learned in a brisa ben Er hu ben Yashin hu, whether he is sleeping or whether he's up. Says the Gemara, no. When we say even if he's sleeping, Hacha b'mayaskinon b'misnamneim. What are we talking about over here? Where he's dozing. If he's dozing, even though he's like half asleep, it would be a kinyan. Heichi dami misnamnim. What's the case of misnamnim? By the way, this question of heichi dami misnamnim appears in four other places in Shas. We had it in Tainus, Yerbez, Megillah, Yerchesam, and Bez. Amar Rav Ashi said, you know what misnamnim is? Nim v'loy nim. You're sleeping, but you're not sleeping. Tir v'loy tir. You're up, but you're not up. Kagoin de Karaleva Ani, when you say, hey, Shloimi, the guy answers. However, Vloyodal Huduri Svar, you can't give an intelligent answer. If you ask him, real, what Masachta are you learning? He's not going to answer you. However, Vachi Madkarule Midkar, when you remind him, he'll remember. In other words, if you ask him, are you learning Yavamis? He could shake his head, yeah. But if you ask him, what are you learning? He's not going to have any idea. So he has a certain level of cognizance, and he's half asleep. Someone who's half asleep has enough awareness to create a kinyan. Gufa, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Nafal min agag, if someone fell off a roof, viniska, and he got stuck into the woman, chayiv arba dvar, he's chayiv in four payments, over Yavimta, and when it comes to Yavama, he's not Kana. What is he chayiv? Ben Nezek, he's chayiv to pay for damages. Betsar, he's chayiv to pay for pain. Besheves, he's chayiv to pay for doctor bills. Beripoy, he's chayiv to pay. Sorry, Besheves, he's chayiv to pay for loss of work. Beripoy, he's chayiv to pay for doctor bills. Avoboishas loy mechayiv, he's not chayiv to pay for embarrassing. Damar mar, ain chayiv ala boishas achis chavi. Not chayiv for embarrassing. Until you're mechavin to embarrass. Amar Rava, niskavin latech b'koysel. If somebody had kavana to press up against the wall, v'itech b'yavimtoi, and instead he pressed into the yavama, loikani, he's not koino, because he had no intention for bia. Latech b'behema, to press against an animal, which is bia, it's just not human bia. V'itech b'yavama koino, doko mechavin l'shem bia ba'olam, he was mechavin to some type of bia. Now the Mishnah said whether he did a full-fledged bia or he did hara, the initial stage of bia. So says the Gemara, Amar Ula minayin l'hara min atara. How do I know that hara has a status of bia midaraisa? Shenemar. By the way, we're going to see in the Gemara, what is hara? Is hara neshika so'evar, just the contact of the two evarim, or is it some level of insertion That's going to be a machlokes coming up. Says the Gemara, how do I know how Ramana? Tarshin Emar, v'isha shar yishgav es isha dava. A man lay with a woman who's menstruating, v'gilas arvasa, he uncovers her erva, es mekaira he'era, her source he uncovered. So we see the lashon of harah, mikan l'haramina taira. So the Gemara says that's very nice. We see harah by anida, but how do you know that harah is bia for other arayas? Ashkecha nida shar arayas minayin. So you say, learn out from nida, v'chitei manelef minida. No, ma'ale nida shekein metames bayala. Maybe harah is only usher by anida, because when anida lives with her cohabitor, she renders him tummy. But by other arayos where there's no tumma transferred, maybe hara is not a iser. Okay. Ela asa, asya, me'ishasach. We learn it out from one's brother's wife. The chsiv, it says, by living with one's brother's wife, isha shayikach es isha, if a man takes a woman, excuse me, v'isha asher yikach es isha sach, if a man takes his brother's wife, nida he, she is a nida. Says, what's this pasuk talking about? Your brother's wife is a nida? V'chi esh es achav la'olam nida? Is your brother's wife always a nida? Ela kenida, it means she has the status of a nida. Man nida kara, man nida behara, just like a nida, the initial stage of bia is problematic. Af esh es ach behara. So since it says Lashon of Nida by Eish Asach, we're going to say just like by Anida, Hara is Aser, by Eish Asach, Hara is also Aser. Says the Gemara, you can't learn out all Arayos, Hara is Aser from Eish Asach, because Eish Asach is a kind of Erva which is created through marriage. Now an Erva through marriage, you could increase them. So if your brother has a wife, he can marry another woman and produce another Eish Asach and another Eish Asach. So there's a svara that maybe since it's a erva that could be increased, it's more chamur, and therefore maybe only their hara is asr. But arayos that are asr natural blood relatives that you can't increase, maybe hara is not asr. Says the Gemara. Mala Isha Sach, she can be other rabbis. You can't learn out from Isha Sach, because Isha Sach has a chumrah that you could increase it. The Ibai Mekadesh, he could marry a woman, Va'azel Ki Alpha, and produce another 1,000. Ela Asya Me Achois Av, Va'achois Aim. We learn it out from the sister of one's father and the sister of one's mother. Dechsiv, the Ervas Achois Imcha, and the Arayos of the sister of your mother. The achos avicha and the sister of your father, lo sigale ki she'eroi hera. You uncovered, you did hara to a relative. So here we have hara by nida, hara by yeshasach, and now hara by a relative, namely your father's sister, your mother's sister. So it says the Gemara, you can't learn out hara from there, because there is a element of choymer by arayos that are blood relatives. It's a natural erva. It's an erva that came on its own. It's natural. So maybe only by natural arayos do we say hara is asr, but by other arayos, let's say a married woman, meaning let's say a woman is married and you live with a married woman, someone lives with a married woman, so she's not related to you, and she's not... It's not a blood relative, she's not a nida, and she's not usher through marriage to a relative. Well, actually, Tosis has a kasha. Learn out from Achlis Av, Isser Haba Me'elav. And learn out from Eishasach, Ayidei Kedushin. So we'll learn out all the blood relatives from Achos Av, Achosim. And we'll learn out all the marriage from Eishasach. So Tosfos says there'll still be an erva that we won't know, namely Eishasach. Isha says she's not related to you and she's not married to your relative. So now the Gemara says, okay, so let's learn out from a mahat side. We'll learn out from two of them. Ella says the Gemara, mechado layasi. You can't learn it out from one of them, meaning from Nida, or from Achos Ava Achosim, or Eishasach, Tesi Chada Mitarti. Learn out from two of them. So the Gemara says, hey Tesi, which two do you want to learn out from? Tesi me Eishasach Va'achos Ava Achosim. You want to learn out from, you can't learn out straight from Eishasach, because it's through marriage. You can't learn out straight from Achos Ava Achosim, because it's natural. So learn out from both. Says the Gemara, no. Ma laharach sheken yisron mishum she'er. Both of these, they are related to you through a relative. Either they are related or they're married to a relative. As opposed to Eishas Ish, there's no element of She'er there. So since there's no element of She'er, maybe the Isser of Harad doesn't apply. Ela tesi mi nida v'achos av achosim. Learn out from nida and achos av achosim and don't say they're relatives, because nida is not a relative. Well, says the Gemara, but these two arayos have a common chumrah. They are both natural, they are both usur by on their own. Nida is a natural state. Achos av achosim, it happened by itself. Ela tesi mi nida v'eishasach. You learn out from nida and eishasach. Don't say it's biyadei l'rabbis. Nida is not biyadei l'rabbis. Don't say I'm not going to learn out from nida because she's metame is bayalav, because a shasach is not metame is bayalav. But now the Gemara asks, maskevlo Rav Acha, breid Rav Ika, male nida ve shasach, these two arayas have something in common. Namely, a nida, so long as she's menstruating, has no heter. And your brother's wife, so long as she, your brother's wife, she's always usher to you. Even if your brother divorces her, she's usher to you. But Eishas Ish has a heter. If he divorces her, she's not an Eishas Ish anymore. Toimar be'Eishas Ish, are you going to say that this applies to an Eishas Ish, shekein yesh la heter? That it has a heter, b'chaye, osra, in the lifetime of the one who assers her. Even in her husband's lifetime, he assers her to... There's a heter on the isser, even in his lifetime, because he could divorce, a married man could divorce the woman, and then that would bring be a heter, b'chaye osra. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll hold it over here. Bezos Hashem, we'll pick it up, Amud Beis, tomorrow. Wishing everyone a great night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.